the comfort zone is preaching or speaking in front of people. I'm growing up, I never had opportunity to do this. So whenever I was in the youth group, that's where I got opportunity to read the Word of God to my friends and then also to pray with them. That's how God started the process of leaving my comfort zone until this point today as I'm in front of you. So the text today, we're going to be in James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. And I was trying to figure out about this book of James because it's kind of hard understanding because it has a lot of analogies, but also has a lot of do or do not. So it's kind of like I was talking to pastor. It's kind of like you bring Proverbs to the Sermon of the Mount and put it together, and now you have James. Of course, James heard a lot of those teachings and had a huge influence by his brother, half-brother. So, let's go and read the text. Verse 11, chapter 4. Brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or sister or judges him speaks against the law and judges. When you judge the law, you're not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. Who are you to judge your neighbor? Apparently, this believers that James is speaking to, or are those Christians that he directly are talking to, had a huge problem with their tongue. If you go back in chapter 1, he's calling their brothers to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And then for chapter 3, he goes in, man, you should tame your tongue, or even that you should understand some things about it. You should use your tongue. The tongue is, he says, it's evil and restless and full of poison. But also he explains that with the tongue we can praise or we can curse the man created by God's image. And then in chapter 4, he starts saying, what caused fights in among you? What's going on with you guys? And that is a huge text for us. And so verse 11, as we just read it, has a command, an order. Do not slander. So James wanted to understand that we should use our words to encourage and lift each other up. And we go to Hebrews, and that's a lot of the same command of encourage each other up. It's call and cry out to the brothers and sisters of them. But here we have fights on among believers. And fight of brothers and sisters using their words to make the others bad or speaking evil about others. So to understand that we should use our words to encourage each other up, we should understand also that this command that James is giving to us, we are lacking in three ways to use our words for the good of others. The first way that we lack of understand this command, it's how serious it is. If you go and says, do not slander one another, anyone who speaks against his brothers or judges him, speaks against the law and judges him. Slander is not just in talking bad about someone. It's talking bad in judging someone. And that is in verse 11. If you ever play the game, have you ever, you could put in this verse and say, have you ever gossiped? Have you ever criticized someone? Have you ever judged someone? Have you ever complained against someone? Or have you ever swear or curse someone? Sorry, curse someone. And the answer would be definitely. So we have to understand that this is a serious problem. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus talks about murdering. And he speaks about murdering not just the act of killing someone physically, but also in your heart with words. So if you're slandering someone or you're speaking evil against someone, you can consider that as a murder in serious. And chapter 5 in Matthew says that if you murder someone or even say that you call someone fool, you are judged. You'll be in danger of fire of hell. So that means that you are under the wrath if you did that. So that is serious, and you have to understand. Now the second way is we lack of understanding of this command and this here. And we lack of humility, of be humble. Sorry, that was a hard word for me. Humility. If you go back in chapter 11, it says that whoever slanders your brother or sister, so we speak against him, evil against him or her, or judge him, speaks against the law and judges. So we understand that if you understand this command, we have to understand that you have to humble yourself under that command. So to be able to use your words for the good, you have to humble yourself, or we have to humble ourselves under that order that God gave to us to the use of the good of others. The not use of humility on this command can be serious because we step to the second phase of the process of slander, that is judging. Slander is speaking, judging is in your heart. You were getting ideas from each side, and it's now starting judging someone. So it's kind of like in the church, if we have this group that sits in one side of the church, doesn't making or talking bad about these people or these people, and then in his heart or her heart, she or he desired bad or evil about that person. So she or him are putting themselves in a higher standard as a judge. So they're lacking of humility, of surrender ourselves, of putting ourselves under the law that Jesus, that James is giving us here. The third way is, that's the last way that I have here, that we lack of understanding of this command. It's that we lack of understanding of who is the lawgiver. The Bible says here in verse 12 that it's just only one lawgiver and judge. And you know who is him. It's not you, it's not me. There is not your last name on this verse. There's the creator of the universe, the one that started everything, and the one that will end everything. The one he is able to save and destroy. The words here they use, save and destroy, can be the same way that we can use the words in our daily lives with our brothers and sisters. If you understand that your words are can be a blessing for someone or can be a curse for someone, that also means that your words can save someone or can destroy. Save someone would be like you were encourage or lifting each other, or even like you were sharing the gospel, or even use the words to put the person in light to God or in tune with God. Now to destroy, it's put the person as far away from God as you could, as you can. And we are talking about people here, and it's really hard to use words sometimes with people. Or like you use some type of words, and someone we think, oh, that is very off, very bad to me. Or, but the word, the law here, or the command here is now, all your words should be used to encourage, to lift each other up, or understand that you should not be slander. And the verse ends as with a question. But I want to just read one verse, not two other verses before I finish. If you go in Psalms 133, verse 1 says, how good and pleasant it is when brothers and sisters live together in unity. So with slandering, also will break the harmony that God created for the body of Christ, the church. So you are going to break all this perfect body that should be united by Christ, as Philippians, the letters of Paul says about it. And the last thing I have is, so how can we conquer or stop slandering, or even like stop talking bad about people or evil about people, and start encourage each other and lift each other up? If we go into verse 7, that is a three steps process that you should and I should be doing in any areas of our lives, even our speaking, says that you should submit to God. Understand that the law that God is giving, it's perfect, it's for our good, it's to His glory. The second one is come close to Him. You go in verse 8, it says, come near to God. It's not you, it's not God that is being away from you. Maybe it's you, maybe it's I, maybe it's the way that you're using our words. It's being so far from the way that God's used His words. And the third one is wash our hands. That's, you have to confess. You have to cry out to God as the same way that David cried out to Him whenever he committed adultery. He says, oh God, please cleanse my heart. And then verse 10 says, God, please create a pure heart and renew my spirit. He's saying, God, please make your will be done in my life. But also, God, use all the abilities and gifts that you have given to me to bless and encourage others. And the last verse that I have for us is Hebrews 3:13. And this is a verse that I memorized whenever the man group meetings at 5 in the morning, and I came one or twice. Then brought this verse for me and for us, and it's huge. It says, but encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are not in any place to judge or to destroy our brothers or sisters. So God, please humble ourselves and create a new, a pure heart and renew our spirit so we may use our words to glorify you, but also to appoint others to you. God, we are not in place to judge our neighbors or our brothers or sisters, but you and only you help us to understand that. Amen.